Le développement durable est possible à Verbier. Je serais tenté de dire que nous le pratiquons depuis 1968 déjà, soit une vingtaine d'années après les pionniers du ski, parce qu'en 1968, nous avons conclu un accord qui mettait sous protection du paysage la moitié du territoire de la commune pour permettre le développement de Verbier et du Montfort.
Well, one way in which the commune of Bagneux had already put in place the measures to protect the environment was back in 1968, so you were ahead of the game in that respect. So, and what that meant was that development was allowed in the region of Verbier, but a huge proportion of the commune was protected for future development. The Haut-Val de Bagneux, the region that many of you may know if you've been to Mauvoisin, if you've been beyond there, where you can go skinning, you can practice lots of sports, but it so far is not possible to build in that area. Now, that contract, though, is coming to an end in the next few years. Does that mean that there will be the possibility for people to build tourism infrastructure up in the Haut-Val de Bagneux?
Non, il n'y a pas de possibilité de construire de nouvelles infrastructures. Par contre, nous mettons en valeur ce qui est existant. Je rappelle qu'il y a 2 ans ou 3 ans, la commune a racheté l'hôtel de mon voisin, qui date de 1863, et puis nous pouvons ainsi pratiquer un tourisme très doux.
Yeah, it's soft tourism, that's going to be the focus. It's really about marketing, isn't it? About explaining to people what you can already do in the Haut-Val de Bagneux and the Glacier, the Corbassier, the Petit Combin, the Grand Combin. All of those areas are the sort of places where you can still... Yes, soft tourism, I don't know if it's a word that really translates into English, but what we're talking about is tourism that has less of an effect on the environment. C'est juste le tourisme doux, c'est-à-dire c'est le tourisme qui a moins d'effets négatifs sur l'environnement.
Oui, surtout qui laisse aux touristes beaucoup plus de possibilités de rendez-vous avec la nature. Même si en pratiquant le ski, on est en pleine nature et puis l'activité globale des remontées provoque peu d'émissions CO2.
I just want to come back to something you said earlier, actually, about the Hotel Mauvoisin. We should mention that if you come up during the summer months, it's just a short season, 2 months, I think. It's the oldest hotel in the region, and it has been reopened. The commune has invested in bringing it back up to date. But yes, soft tourism, it's all the sports that you can do which have less of an impact on the environment. But that can, of course, include skiing. Well, let's head back to today. And, well, the other big theme of the day, it's the forest. It's the year of the forest. People who've been here might have noticed there are a lot of forests in the commune of Bagneux. What are the main issues, the main problems surrounding forests that you're trying to combat in the commune?
La forêt dans une région de montagne comme la nôtre a une importance primordiale en matière de gestion et de prévention des dangers naturels. Elle protège la population contre les avalanches ou le déclenchement des avalanches, mais également contre les chutes de pierres. Et nous avons mené au-dessus de Sarayé un projet pilote, Interreg, avec la région de la Haute-Savoie et de Host, justement pour préserver, pour faire en sorte que cette forêt assure toujours son rôle de protection.
One important project is called Interregional Project, which is a tri-country project with Haute-Savoie in France and the Val d'Ost in Italy. Because the forest is incredibly important, it protects the population from avalanche, from rock fall, and the project is to make sure that the forest can continue this role and will be taking place in Sarrié, just above Sarrié, the Mayenne de Sarrié, which you may know if you ski from La Chaux and you go off-piste, you can head down to Sarrié towards Lortier.